American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1. Read the question in Figure 1. Now, listen to the conversation and answer the question.
Sir, we have a potential problem that we need to take action on now.
Problems? I thought I told you not to bring problems to me.
I'm sorry, sir, but the security police have related that one of our warehouses has been broken into and it looks like we've had a theft of supplies.
What warehouse is that?
Warehouse 3B, sir.
3B? That's down on the south end of the installation, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do we keep in there?
Mostly ammunition and then some administration supplies.
Okay, we have a report on what's been taken. Have we been able to ascertain?
No,
what's missing right now?
No, sir. We're implementing that right now.
Okay. Who's taking charge of the investigation? Is that going to be the security police, or are we supposed to conduct our own internal investigation? Where do we stand right now?
Well, the security police, sir, will do most of the paperwork associated with the theft, but they also want us to start inquiring about who had access to the warehouse for the last 2 days.
Okay. You got a list?
Let's check your answer. What was stolen from the warehouse? The answer is B, ammunition and administrative supplies. Turn to Figure 2. Read the sentences in Figure 2 and notice the underlined pronouns. Now, listen to a conversation twice. The first time, just listen for understanding. The second time you listen to the conversation, write what the pronoun in each sentence refers to.
Okay, you got a list there. Is that the access roster you have there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me take a look at this. All right. Johnson, Smith, Wilson. Have you had time to evaluate this list at all?
No, sir. Most of the people on the list are trustworthy members of the service and competent, and I have no suspicions of any of them.
Okay, but you're confident in your mind that these are all trustworthy folks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you haven't been able to distinguish any trends in the unit that might have precipitated any one of these guys taking something? Maybe a revenge act? Anybody had any adverse discipline action?
No, sir, not that I can distinguish.
Okay, so we haven't. We can rule that out as a prime factor, a motivation for revenge, or is that pretty clear? Does the security police support that?
Yes, sir. Initially, it kind of strikes us as being an outside group of thieves that have just maybe taken a chance break-in on the warehouse.
Okay. Well, clearly we've got to take some action to ensure that all the other warehouses are secured. Have you been able to do that yet?
Yes, sir. We've checked all the other warehouses, and they are secure.
Listen again and write what the pronoun in each sentence refers to. There'll be pauses during the conversation so you can write your answers.
Okay, you got a list there. Is that the access roster you have there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me take a look at this. All right, Johnson, Smith, Wilson. Have you had time to evaluate this list at all?
No, sir. Most of the people on the list are trustworthy members of the service and competent, and I have no suspicions of any of them.
Okay, but you're confident in your mind that these are all trustworthy folks?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you haven't been able to distinguish any trends in the unit that might have precipitated any one of these guys taking something? Maybe a revenge act? Anybody had any adverse discipline action?
No, sir, not that I can distinguish.
Okay, so we haven't. We can rule that out as a prime factor, a motivation for revenge, or is that pretty clear? Does the security police support that?
Yes, sir. Initially, it kind of strikes us as being an outside group of thieves that have just maybe taken a chance break-in into the warehouse.
Okay. Well, clearly we've got to take some action to ensure that all the other warehouses are secured. Have you been able to do that yet?
Yes, sir. We've checked all the other warehouses, and they are secure.
Okay. Check your answers in Figure 2. Number 1, the answer is access roster. This refers to the access roster. Number 2, the answer is people. Them refers to the people on the list. Number 3, the answer is warehouses. They refers to the warehouses. Look at Figure 3. Listen to the conversation, then select the answer that tells what the special expression "I've locked the barn after the horse is gone" means.
Okay. What I need to do is I need to call the commander on this one and let him know we've implemented a security plan within the organization, that I've taken the necessary action to ensure that the other warehouses are secure. I'm sure he's going to tell me that he's thankful that I've locked the barn after the horse is gone. But be that as it may, we'll make this work. Now, one thing that I want to do right away is I'd like to get all the folks that are present for duty this morning. Now, we've got how many folks are working the second shift?
35, sir.
And how many do we have present for duty this morning?
33.
Okay.
What does "I've locked the barn door after the horse is gone" mean? The correct answer for Figure 3 is C. I took preventive action too late. If a person locks a barn after the horse gets out, he's doing it too late. Look at Figure 4. Listen to a question and a conversation. Then listen to the question again and choose the correct answer. Number 1. Why must everyone in the outfit meet at 1700?
Okay, I'd like to get all... Well, let me do it this way. I want everybody in the outfit here at 1700 tonight. Okay, that'll take care of the day shift and the night shift. Happen. I don't want any rumors, sir. This to affect the morale of the organization. So let's get everyone together. Give me a chance to talk to them. And then what I also like to do is if you'd help me on this one, I'd like you to evaluate folks' reaction, their facial expression, when we indicate that we've got some suspects. Now, I'll talk with the security police. I'm sure that they've got someone on the line. No one can get into these warehouses without access. So they're probably a little bit farther ahead than we are on this investigation. I'm sure they've got somebody in mind that might be able to that might be involved in this.
Why must everyone in the outfit meet at 1700? The answer is B. The major wants to talk to the outfit and evaluate reactions. Number 2. What kind of responses will they be evaluating?
So what I'd like you to do is when I confront the folks and inform them, not confront, that's the wrong word, but when I inform the folks that we're aware of this break-in, that the police have some suspects and are pursuing the investigation, just help me evaluate their responses. If we got anybody fidgeting in the back row or two guys shying away, whatever you see, that's going to be important. And I'll notify the investigating officer from security police that we're going to do this, and we'll get some photos of this as well while we conduct this investigation.
What kind of responses will they be evaluating? The answer is C. They will try to see if anyone fidgets or tries to hide. Number 3. What is their first priority in the investigation?
Yes, sir. We'll act on your course of action. Also, you might want to consider as a prime factor, the commander may ask you whether or not this will affect the outfit of our organization. At this time, I do not see where this would affect. The loss of the materials will not affect the general outfitting of the organization.
Well, I think we can get to that in time, but I think our first priority has got to be initial security of the additional warehouses, and then also a rapid response to the security police needs in the conduct of this investigation. I need you to send Major Wilson in to see me. I'm going to ask him to take charge of the internal investigation. He's a very capable officer, shows great potential. I'd like to give him this opportunity, and what I'd really like to see happen is I'd like us to solve this problem internally and not depend on the security police to solve our problem. If we've got a thief in the outfit, let us be the one to find him. Let us be the one to press the charges.
Yes, sir.
What is their first priority in the investigation? The answer is B. Their first priority is the initial security of the additional warehouses. Go to Figure 5. Listen to a conversation, then write the correct ending for each sentence. Listen and write the end of the sentence.
Jim, how you doing this morning?
Fine, sir.
Did you hear what happened to Sergeant Johnson's car?
No, sir.
Yeah, apparently someone backed into it at the BX parking lot.
Was that the main BX or the mini mall?
No, I was over at the main BX. It happened yesterday. Apparently, Smith was the guy, PFC Smith. He's the guy that reported to me. He says, sir, Sergeant's going to be late this afternoon. I said, what's he going to be late for? He says, his car's involved in an accident over at the BX.
Was a lot of damage on his car, sir?
I don't know. We'll have to check with him when he gets in this morning.
Let's check your answers. Number 1. The answer is Sergeant Johnson's car. Listen.
Did you hear what happened to Sergeant Johnson's car?
Number 2. The answer is to me. Listen.
He's the guy that reported to me. He says that.
Number 3. The answer is gets in this morning. Listen.
I'll have to check with him when he gets in this morning.
Please look at Figure 6 now. Read the choices in Figure 6 now. Listen to a conversation and then select the topic of the conversation.
Yes, sir. Company Bravo is out in field exercises today. Were you aware of that, sir?
Bravo? Wait a minute. Let me check my schedule here. I got to... Wait a minute. Captain Smith told me Bravo had decided not to go to the field, that they were going down to Training Area 17 to conduct nuclear, biological, and chemical training down there. Now you tell me they're back in the field?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's not what I got from the CO. I'm going to have that young man.
What's the topic of the conversation? The topic of the conversation is C. They were discussing the location and activities of Company Bravo. Now, look at Figure 7. Listen to a conversation, then answer this question. How does Private Brown feel?
Hey, we got a problem in the squad. I just talked to Private Brown. This girl just sent him a Dear John letter. The guy is on the floor. I don't know what we're going to do. He says he's not coming to work. He says he's not getting out of the bunk. He's down. He's crying. I've never seen anything like it.
Is this the Private Brown that's just in process, sir?
I think so. I didn't really see this guy myself. Smitty told me that he was up in the barracks, wouldn't get out of the bunk, lying there crying, really creating a problem in the barracks for the rest of the soldiers.
This is the guy that just came from New Mexico?
That's what I heard, yeah.
How does Private Brown feel? The answer is letter B. He's sad and depressed. Look at Figure 8. Listen to the same conversation that you just heard. Private Brown is sad because he got a Dear John letter. This is a special expression. What is a Dear John letter?
Hey, we got a problem in the squad. I just talked to Private Brown. This girl just sent him a Dear John letter. The guy is on the floor. I don't know what we're going to do. He says he's not coming to work. He says he's not getting out of the bunk. He's down. He's crying. I've never seen anything like it.
Is this the Private Brown that's just in process, sir?
I think so. I didn't really see this guy myself. Smitty told me that he was up in the barracks, wouldn't get out of the bunk, lying there crying, really creating a problem in the barracks for the rest of the soldiers.
This is the guy that just came from New Mexico?
That's what I heard, yeah.
What's a Dear John letter? The answer is letter A. His girlfriend doesn't want to see him anymore. Go to Figure 9. Listen to a question and a conversation. Then listen to the question again and choose the correct answer. Number 1. Who said they had repaired the heat in Building 7426?
Sir, the locator says that the heat in building 7426 is out again.
What was that building number again?
7426.
Didn't we get a report on that 2 days ago, that was repaired?
Yes, sir. Civil engineering said that they had repaired it.
Who said they had repaired the heat in building 7426? The answer is A. Civil engineering said they had repaired the heat in building 7426. Number 2. Who called in the report about the heat?
Who'd we talk to over there?
I believe it was Captain Blue.
Captain Blue. Okay, I've got his number. And when did we find out about the heat being out now? Did we get that this morning?
Yes, sir, about 30 minutes ago.
Who called that in?
That was from PFC Smith.
PFC Smith. All right. Smith, pretty reliable guy?
Yes, sir.
All right, just doesn't, you know, it's there's no heat or it's not hot enough for him. Which is it?
Well, sometimes the students like to have it real hot, and sometimes they like to have it kind of cool. So we think it's kind of just out altogether.
Okay, well, I'm going to grab a hold of this Captain Blue and find out what the situation is, because I'm unaccustomed to getting reports that things are fixed and then coming back and finding they're not fixed.
Yes, sir.
Who called in the report about the heat? The answer is C. PFC Smith called in the report. This is the end of Tape 3D, Book 29.